It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Former Vice President Al Gore has been in Iowa this week, training hundreds of what he calls climate activists. I'll have my conversation with Al Gore in the second half hour of today's program. But first, Cedar Rapids has become the ultimate speed trap in the Midwest. That's a quote from a recent article in the Midwest Star Tribune. The in-depth article says, Cedar Rapids has been sending out tickets at an unprecedented rate, including to thousands of Minnesotans. The author of that article joins me now, Star Tribune reporter Adam Bells. Adam covers the economy for the Star Tribune. He also maintains a blog called 3D Economics. As a matter of fact, he wrote for the Cedar Rapids Gazette and the Des Moines Register before moving to Minnesota in 2012. Adam Bells, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ben.
So here you go. You've got Iowa's listeners, their ears. You make the claim that Cedar Rapids has become the ultimate speed trap in the Midwest. Make the case.
Well, I think the key stat that I figured out was, Cedar Rapids issues about 90,000 of these tickets a year from four sets of cameras on Interstate 380. That's more than Hennepin and Ramsey counties combined, which are where Minneapolis and St. Paul are, and 1.7 million people live here. Mm-hmm. So it's a disproportionately high number of tickets.
Okay, and the stretch that we're talking about, just to be clear, and many of our listeners are familiar with it, it's on the Avenue, part of the Avenue of the Saints. It stretches from St. Paul, Minneapolis area, down to St. Louis, entering Cedar Rapids from either the north or the south. You get this stretch, and in the middle of it is what is called the S-curve, which curves around the Quaker Oats plant there, and that's where the speed cameras are. And there are also signs that say there are speed cameras. The Iowa DOT has requested that some of these speed cameras be removed. They did this back in March, or moved, a couple of different aspects to that. Cedar Rapids has appealed, and the answer to that appeal is scheduled to come from the Iowa DOT on May 16th. Later, we'll talk with Mayor Ron Corbett, and in just a moment, we'll hear a conversation I had with a representative of the Iowa Department of Transportation. So this stretch of the Avenue of the Saints in Cedar Rapids is well known to Twin Cities and other Minnesotans?
Well, I think it's increasingly becoming well known. I got a ticket a little bit over a month ago, and I was looking at it, and I thought, I wonder if Cedar Rapids is getting known for this. And I tweeted out a picture of it, and one of my friends who is in charge of the fleet for a sales force at a company up here, he immediately tweeted back, I see more tickets from Cedar Rapids than I see from all other cities combined. And I thought, well, if I could figure out the numbers, the numbers of people from various states that get tickets in Cedar Rapids, then I could have a good story here.
Mm-hmm. And what numbers did you figure out?
Well, I figured out that 1 in 10 of the tickets goes against a Minnesota vehicle. 1 in 10 of the tickets over a 20-month period from Cedar Rapids, and 1 in 10 goes against a vehicle from Illinois. And so I thought, that's kind of interesting. I'd never read that before.
Mm-hmm. And you also talked to some people who have been fined for speeding.
Right.
In this stretch, what was their reaction, or what did you get as far as interesting reactions?
I think they were surprised. There is a photo. There is a sign that says "photo enforced," as you noted earlier, right before you hit the cameras in both directions in Cedar Rapids. But it's a pretty small sign. If you're not looking for it, you might not see it. And I think, generally speaking, the people I talked to, they just thought, well, it was tricky. It was kind of a trick. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. They are breaking the limit as you were. I think the tolerance.
True.
It's. I think you have to be going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit to have your picture taken.
That's right. Yeah. Speeding is speeding. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. So has this been an issue that Minnesota has also been wrestling with in the state, the issue of speed cameras and whether local municipalities may put them up?
Well, in the middle of the last decade, Minneapolis experimented with red light cameras, and the state Supreme Court struck them down and asked that all the fines be refunded. And So there was an experiment with it, but they're not allowed anymore. And right now, Iowa's the only state in the nation that has these speed cameras on the interstate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big difference. It's like, you know, the volume of tickets in Cedar Rapids from the interstate cameras is way higher than the volume of tickets that come from the red light cameras that are sprinkled throughout the city.
I noticed looking at your article online, there have been a number of reactions to it. Any notable ones that jumped out at you? I don't know if you had a chance to look at some of the replies, the reactions online.
Well, no, I haven't had a chance to look at them closely. I think the, you know, there's a little bit of outrage about this that I don't really share, you know. Mm-hmm. I just thought this is an interesting thing. These numbers are kind of wacky. I did work at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, as you said, and I remember covering a lot of car accidents on the S-curve, and I believe that the cameras have made it safer.
One of the replies, in fact, to your article, I was reading one of the several hundred there, and it was from someone in Cedar Rapids who said, hey, these have made the city safer, and to boot, it allows our officers to do other things besides sit there and patrol for speeders along that stretch.
Yeah. And that's not something that I would discount as something valuable. I still think the numbers are pretty staggering, you know, and worth talking about.
Okay, indeed, and that's why we're talking to you today. Adam Bells of the Star Tribune wrote a recent article about his claim that the Cedar Rapids has become the ultimate speed trap in the Midwest. Thanks for explaining your point of view, Adam, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. In just a moment, Mayor Ron Corbett's view on this, but before we get to that, as I mentioned, the DOT, the Department of Transportation in Iowa, has requested that, said that Cedar Rapids has to move some of these or remove some of these speed cameras in this stretch right through the middle of the city. Cedar Rapids has appealed. That answer is not due until a few days, May 16th. Steve Gent, I spoke with him. He's director of the Office of Traffic and Safety for the Iowa Department of Transportation. He couldn't be with us live today, but earlier this week, I spoke with Steve Gent of the DOT.
So, Steve Gent, in March, the Iowa DOT ordered the city of Cedar Rapids to remove two of their four sets of cameras, these speed cameras, and move the other two. Cedar Rapids, I understand, has appealed the request for them to be removed and moved, respectively. It's awaiting the answer to the appeal from the DOT until the middle of this month. Tell us, what's behind this decision for the order of the removal and the moving?
Well, sure, Ben. I guess it kind of goes back a ways where Iowa DOT worked with legislators to create a new set of administrative rules to help provide oversight for traffic cameras that are on the primary highway system. So we're talking about the interstates, the U.S. routes, and the Iowa routes. So cities and counties can do whatever they want on their own roadways, but on the primary highway system, the Iowa DOT has that responsibility. So the Iowa DOT is independent and can be an impartial reviewer of these systems and really take a look at it. And that's really what the rules are about, is for these particular locations, give it an independent oversight to make sure that, you know, the public has to believe that these cameras are about safety, not about making money. And this is a great way to do that. It's really a check and balance, and it's a great way for government to make sure that we're all doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. So what are the tools you have to measure that and say it is in the interest of safety and not in the interest of making money? Cedar Rapids does make money quite a bit off of this, but safety being the primary concern here, how do you measure whether it is there for safety?
The primary measure of effectiveness for any safety countermeasure is before and after crashes. What were the crashes averaging before the cameras went in place, and then comparing that to after? And that's really the number one thing. There's a few other things that we look at. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, the system's being calibrated. We want to make sure that it's being operated in a fair manner. It's not creating other safety hazards. Make sure they're signing out in advance, some of those other kinds of things, Ben.
Mm-hmm. So as I look at the crash data on the S-curve, and many of our listeners will have passed through that, this is the so-called S-curve on Interstate 380 that's passing through Cedar Rapids next to the Quaker Oats factory, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we kind of call it the S-curve, yeah.
And so I see in the data that I have, before the activation of speed cameras, the total for 2008 and 2009, those years, 82 crashes. After the activation for 2012 and 2013, only 59. So that provided you with a proof of safety, effectivity.
Right, Ben, that's exactly right. So when you're looking on annual, we're basically having 40 crashes out there on an annual basis, and it went down to 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the other part of that information is if you look back a little further, if you go back to add more years in before and after, okay? So if we go back to from 2004 to 2009, the average crash rate is just over 32 per year, okay? And then if you look at 2012, 13, and 14, so that's part of this DOT's response to the city's appeal. When you look at those three, the average crash rate is a little over 32 crashes a year. So when you look at that, the total crashes, looking, what is that? That'd be 7 years before, I'll take that back, 6 years before versus 3 years after, the average annual crashes, number of crashes, is almost exactly the same. Now, the severity, now you got to look at other levels, right? You look at severity, and severity has gotten, you know, these crashes have become a little less severe, okay? And that's a good thing. But then the other part of that is the Iowa DOT has done a lot of other safety countermeasures out there. I mean, just because the cameras are out there doesn't mean that's the only thing that's making the roadway safer. And, you know, I mean, some of those examples include we put a cable median guardrail between, you know, the out in the median between the northbound and southbound, put that high friction surface on the west S-curve, the most sharp of those two curves. We upgraded the pavement markings. We put in some new lighting, new signing, bigger and brighter signing, some delineation through there along some of the guardrails. And so there's a variety of things that have been done. So even though total number of crashes essentially stayed the same, severity went down, but it's really hard to say definitively which safety countermeasure really gets the credit for that.
On the latest Iowa Press on IPTV, Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett, and he'll be live on this program a little bit later, he said, "We believe it's a local control issue. We don't believe in Big Brother of the DOT telling us how to enforce the laws." Respond to this. Why not leave it in the hands of local authorities?
Well, Ben, that maybe is a tough question, but I think you really need to go back to the whole fact, the concept that the public has to believe that these cameras are about safety. And I think when you step back and say, okay, the DOT is independent, they're impartial, they get no money from this, the DOT, that they're professionals. If they review it and say this is what should be done, these cameras made it safer, these didn't, then that's a pretty good way of doing the process and really evaluate. So the question is, can the city of Cedar Rapids effectively evaluate whether or not the cameras are being safe? And that's a tough question because there's obviously a financial incentive, and the DOT really is just, we're stepping back here, and please keep in mind that DOT reviewed 34 locations around the state. 24 of those get to stay. 9 of those had to go, and 1 was already removed for a construction project, and it will not be reinstalled. So out of 34 locations, you know, 10 of them won't be put back.
By what you've said in the last few minutes, I'm going to say that the Iowa DOT is not going to accommodate Cedar Rapids' appeals. Would I be right?
I think you need to wait until next week, Ben.
No hints there.
Hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay. Steve Gent, Director of the Office of Traffic and Safety for the Iowa Department of Transportation. Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Take care. Bye.
If you've just joined us, we're talking about the Iowa DOT's request that some of Cedar Rapids' speed cameras be removed, some others moved. Cedar Rapids has appealed to concerns a stretch of road through Cedar Rapids, the so-called S-curve, and parts of the interstate to the north and south of it As you heard there, the appeals decision will be heard May 16th. Joining us live now, Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett. Mayor Corbett, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You were listening to Steve Gent there. Did you get the same impression I did, that we won't hear the official word for a few days? It doesn't sound hopeful for you, does it?
Well, we probably are going into a little bit of a disadvantage because we're appealing to the same organization that wrote the rules. So in this case, they're the judge and the jury. So we don't hold out a lot of hope, but we think we have a very valid case. And, you know, it's interesting, Mr. Gent worked with the city of Cedar Rapids for the specific locations of the cameras and helped with the permitting of those when we first installed them. And then when his boss changes, then his tune changes. So they can say they're an independent organization, but the fact is it's a political appointee at the top of the DOT. That individual's feelings are different about cameras than the former director, and they work with legislative people that want to ban the cameras, and that's why they put these rules in place to really restrict the cameras. And, you know, basically, I think their goal is to get them phased out through administrative rule.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he's saying that you're not really in a position to evaluate either impartially. You profit handsomely, the city does, I should say, from these cameras and have for many years.
Yeah, the city does receive revenue from the cameras. We have quite a bit of traffic on 380, and it increases each and every year, and it's projected to increase. Even the DOT's own numbers say that here by 2020, 380 will be at what they say totally congested. So you can't just look at the number of accidents. You got to look at the percentage of increased vehicles.
We have
99.5% of the traffic that goes through Cedar Rapids on this very dangerous section of the interstate doesn't get a ticket. It's less than 0.5%. These are the extreme speeders. We don't even give a ticket unless it's 12 miles an hour over the speed limit. So someone has to be driving 20% above the speed limit. It's a minimum fee of $75. So we're not trying to gouge these extreme speeders by giving them $300-$400 tickets. It doesn't go on their record. It's a small number of people that get these tickets. The reason it's so many tickets is because the traffic on 380 is so heavy, and that's why we need to have the cameras to help keep the accident rate down. And we haven't had any deaths, thankfully, knock on wood, since we've installed the cameras.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get to the basis of the appeal that you made, the parts that you haven't already touched on. And again, we're talking about sort of three sections. The S-curve, the dangerous part, I think that's recognized by all who've driven it as a dangerous part, curving around the Quaker Oats factory there. But to the north and south, those are just straight stretches of road. And I think that's where Steve Gent says the DOT has an issue and where you should move or remove those cameras. Why do those straight stretches, which are just like any other part of straight interstate, need those cameras?
Yeah, well, just coming both in and out of Cedar Rapids, the speed limit is 75. And so what we're trying to reduce is to gradually reduce that speed limit from 75 down to 65, you know, down to 60 mile an hour, to slow the traffic down gradually. And then as people leave, they can gradually increase their traffic. So this actually prepares people for the S-curve. As they're coming in, either from the north or the south end. I mean, as he recognized, it's a very dangerous section, so much so that the DOT has done other safety measures for 380, and we're thankful that they've done that. That certainly has contributed, along with the cameras, of slowing down that that traffic. So we're pleased to work with them. We have a disagreement, and it's interesting, we never had a disagreement with the DOT until the new director came in and looks to be put political pressure on the organization, either through the governor's office or through the legislature, to come up with what we would call administrative changes in how the cameras were operated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are states, as your Adam said, from Minnesota that have banned them, and the legislature has introduced bills. They just haven't been able to get the support of it. So there's a group of legislators that couldn't get it passed, and they worked with the executive branch to put in these restrictive rules. So we challenged them, and other communities. We're not the only community that's challenged it, but our citizens support it. I mean, ultimately, the you know, both Adam and Steve talked about the public. Well, I live in Cedar Rapids. I'm out in the community every day, and I'm telling you, the general public, majority of them, super majority, I even think, well over 65% support the use of cameras in our community. And I think we've done it in a reasonable way by not, you know, giving people a ticket for 1 mile an hour. We give them a 12-mile-an-hour tolerance, and it's really just for the extreme speeders.
Okay, two quick questions in the couple minutes that we have, Mayor Ron Corbett. How much will this decision, do you estimate, by the DOT to move and remove some of these cameras cost Cedar Rapids in revenue? I think I see in the budget year beginning July 1st, your city estimates the camera network will deliver almost $5 million in revenue.
Yeah, and our parts of that aren't, you know, we don't receive all of that. We share that with the technology company that that is our vendor on that case. Well, it all depends on how the ruling is. If they allow us to keep part of the cameras up or two of the camera locations up, then we would obviously, you know, still continue to issue tickets from them. If we remove the other ones, we'll have the lost tickets from those cameras. It's hard to say. Depending on people's driving habits. We know that people's driving habits have changed. Their speed has gone down on the interstate. Now, all of a sudden, you announce that you're taking two cameras off. Who knows? People may all of a sudden increase their speed when they don't think there's cameras there. I mean, we talk about a couple people brought up whether this is, you know, widely known or not known. I mean, you can't on one hand say, you know, this Cedar Rapids is getting this reputation for a speed trap, but then turn around and say, well, really no one knows about it. They can't see the signs. Well, which one is it? They know about it or they don't know about it? We think that there's been a lot of publicity on this, and one of the reasons that we're only issuing less than 0.5% of the traffic that goes through our community.
Okay, very quickly, we have just a few seconds. If the appeal is not granted or part of it, do you have any recourse?
Well, then you can go into the judicial branch, so we could appeal through district court, the administrative ruling, and that would be something that the city council would have to consider depending on how the DOT rules in our appeal.
Okay, can you say that's likely at this point?
I think there's strong support on the council and there's strong support in this community of using technology to enforce our laws. I mean, we see it in the private sector all the time where Walmart, Target, convenience stores, they use cameras.
Okay. Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett, thank you very much for joining us live and explaining your position. Coming up in just a minute, a conversation I had a couple days ago with former Vice President Al Gore. He was in Iowa this week, training what he calls climate activists. We'll hear about that after a short break. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News.